Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John, Swerve G, Pimpin' Sweet, Big Baby, your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio, today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
shit. Babe on the beat. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Radio. We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Radio,
radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio, live from the ATL. It's Lady Libra, y'all. It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper. Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, 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 G. G, Swerve, 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 G. Yo, boy, Big Baby.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming to the radio live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio live from the ATL.
We coming from the street. Coming from the street, from the street, street.
We took to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We take it to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. Let's go. Hey, yeah. What up, Lady Libra?
Yeah.
What up, yeah. DJ Trapper John?
Yeah.
You know we working with your boy Big Baby. Word G, what's up? Pimpin' Sweet, I see you, cut. Yeah. Yeah. You already know what time it is, man. Let's get the show started. Hot Talk Radio.
I just want to give a special shout out to all those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so hard to get y'all basic ass bitches to unleash the bitch in you. That bitch said super bitches. God damn it, I like it.
Talk Radio.
This your boy Dub Beast going down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Represent the ATL.
Lady, lady,
ow. Just stop playing. Ow.
Lady Libra, come and see your speaker.
My chat, just letting it all hang out. I see that bread. Ow.
Lady Libra.
I like laying back, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's our bread.
Lady Libra, coming through your speaker.
Ow. Well, look together, everybody knows this is how the story goes.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. You know what I'm saying?
And I know y'all used to be saying motherfucking speaker, but, you know, sometimes I'm going to change things up a little bit. I may not feel like just, you know, being raw and uncut, because today I'm a bit emotional. But, you know, I'm going to start off with my emotions at the beginning of the show. You know, I'm going to do what it is that I do. And by the time Swerve, Big Baby, Trapper John, Ja, all the rest of them check in, we'll be back into the swing of things. Because, you know, isn't this something Sunday? You know what I'm saying? And right now, you know, I'm missing some things. You know, I'm accustomed to a certain way of life. I'm accustomed to having certain people in my life. And, you know, no day is the same. And, you know, something happens and, you know, that whole thing that you were used to has changed. You know, you're like, well, dang, you know, like something like my grandmother. You know, one day everything was all good. And then one day she was gone. And then now I miss her. You know what I'm saying? So today I'm, you know, I'm missing some things. You know, I got a brother that means so, so much to me. Anybody that really knows me knows how I feel about this particular brother of mine. And, you know, he's away right now, and I miss him, you know what I'm saying? But I'm blessed to still have him in my life, you know. But it's just that it's not the way it used to be, you know. Things have changed, and, you know, hopefully, you know, soon that it'll be better, you know. But right now, one of my close friends, she suffered a major loss in her family because, you know, sometimes people begin to take life for granted. You start, you know, not realizing that no day is promised to anybody and that at any given moment things could change forever, you know. And I've never lost a sibling. I've lost a grandmother. I've lost uncles. I've lost aunties. I've lost cousins. I've lost friends. I've lost best friends. But I've never lost a sibling. I've never lost a mother. I've never lost a father. So, you know, on that note, I can't say I know how she feels, but I can just, you know, sympathize because, you know, I can imagine the way I feel about my brothers and sisters, you know, that this must be a devastating, you know, time in her life, and I love her. And, you know, sometimes when things happen, I have to, as Lady Libra, take a moment, you know, from the entertainment side, and, you know, I know y'all want to hear me, you know, go off on somebody or go to curse them, but right now I just want to take a moment to, you know, let my friend know that even though I wasn't able to be at the homegoing service, that, you know, I deeply, you know, sent my love, my condolences to her and her family. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, do a tribute in her behalf because, you know, sometimes just to know other people care can make you feel a little bit better. You know, time heals all wounds, you know, and after the rain, the sun will shine again. But, you know, when you're going through the storm, you can't see or hear none of that junk right then, you know, because at that moment you're just like, you're just devastated, you know what I'm saying? So on that note, I want to, you know, play this song, you know, Missing You on behalf of one of my close friends because I'm missing somebody too right now. And, you know, I just want to do something nice.
Though I'm missing you,
I'll
find a way to get through. Living without you,
'cause you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. Still, I will get by.
Life's not the same.
didn't mean to make anybody sad, but, you know, I just want you all to understand that I do have a heart, and it's actually bigger than you could ever imagine. I am also Venus, the Roman goddess of beauty and love. I'm just not hell. But anyway, I just wanted to say something because I'm a person, I have siblings, and if I had to be an only child, I would have missed out on a lot of things in life because it's just so much you partake in with your brothers and your sisters. And then when I think back on how I, you know, witness and I listen to stories and I get reports on sibling rivalry and the things that sisters and brothers do, some of them do to one another, I just don't understand what went wrong, you know what I'm saying? But in this particular situation, you know, this was my friend, she had a beautiful sister. I have a beautiful sister. I have beautiful brothers. I couldn't imagine, you know, it being any other way. But I just want to say to those that, you know, for some reason have misunderstood the value of a sibling relationship, all these sisters, you know, backstabbing one another, sleeping with each other, men, husbands, talking about each other, being envious, that's that basic shit that I don't like. And I need y'all for 2013 to, you know what I'm saying, put some thought behind some of the shit you do to your siblings. Because you know what? I mean, I had a daughter that I was taking care of at one point, you know, a child that was placed in my care. And the particular situation was that she ended up in care because, neglect, I can deal with neglect a little bit more than I can flat-out abuse. Now, I'm not saying that either way is better, but to neglect somebody, okay, but will you just take it upon yourself to abuse somebody and hurt them and cause them pain and anguish, I just really want to just hang you by your fucking toenails, for real. You know what I'm saying? And let you, when your toenails come off, let you fall head first onto a bed of nails. You know, that's just how I feel about the situation. But this particular child ends up in care because her mother and her mother's sister, they had, her mother's sister had killed her mother. You know what I'm saying? And just to think back on what the child may go through just, you know, knowing that she lost her mother due to her own sister killing her. And outside of that particular instance, after the sister had killed her mother, she then ended up in the care of her grandfather, which who in turn continuously raped her. You know, he done everything to her that he would do to a girlfriend. And, you know, somebody done misunderstood the family values in life. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get off into that right now because I'm still under the anointing from my friend losing her sister and me losing few best friends, and I'm just missing a lot of people right now. What I do believe is that when people that you love proceed on to a, you know, different realm, I do believe they become your angels. You know what I'm saying? They continue to watch over you. So, my friend, if you are, I know you are listening, just know that your sister is still watching over you because now she is your angel. I just wanted to send that out to my sister, Dilemma. You know, I do have feelings. I mean, I do have, you know, emotions, and I do stop for a moment after, you know, after all is said and done, and send my condolences in a big way. You know what I'm saying? Well, I sit down and get a whole show and a whole bunch of more stuff on their behalf. That's how I feel about my super bitches. What's going on, y'all? What's going on, big baby? Yeah, I mean, I know y'all got y'all a little, you know, shook up right now, but I had to do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my sisters. You know what I'm saying? So when one of them is going through something, it's my duty to, you know, do what I can do. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't imagine what she might be feeling right now, because I still have my sister. You know what I'm saying? But just, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is like me having to be without y'all. I mean, y'all, you know, are brothers to me. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all all right? I mean, you okay?
Well, you know, we straight. You know, we a little shook up, kind of like a part of the family. So, you know, just
yeah,
trying to take it easy.
Well, you know, I'm saying that the Super Bowl, I mean, that the Falcons gonna miss the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just like, it's just so much going on this on Sunday. Okay, let me do the introduction, you know what I'm saying? Because people are like, what the hell? they didn't know Lady Libra had a heart, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, my heart is bigger than most, you know what I'm saying? It's Situation Sunday again on High Talk Radio. It's Miss Something Sunday. We've been out work for a few days, and I know y'all missed us. Don't worry. Only death can keep us from y'all. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all think about the color purple right now. Only death can keep you. Yeah. So the only way y'all gonna get out of radio is if I'm dead. And I mean it in the best way. Because if I transition to something higher, you know, that sometimes you have to die out, you know, of one thing to move on to something bigger and better. So look at it in a positive way. Miss, to fail, to hit, reach, catch, otherwise make contact with, to fail to perceive, understand, or experience, to fail to accomplish, achieve, or obtain a goal, to fail to attend or perform, to leave out, omit, to let go by, let slip, to escape or avoid, to discover the absence or loss of. Okay, now, big baby, Ja.
Yes.
What you mean? Why are you messaging me on Facebook tonight? What's the number? What? Did you miss something? I mean, I'm confused right now. What the hell you mean? What's the number? Are you on the switchboard trying to sound real devil now?
Who are you talking about? I'm not sure what I'm not sure of the question.
I mean, you messaged me on Facebook about what's the number. What did you miss? I mean, I'm confused right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who the hell you mess? Oh, so you messaged somebody else on. And, okay, I got to say something else. Somebody misunderstood Lady Libra. I was asking questions. I don't answer questions. Only on text. So whenever ask me no questions, I'm not going to answer them. Okay, now, let's proceed. Somebody misunderstood my uterus again. So, I think it was one of yours this time. It wasn't Trapper John's out of line. It was yours this time. Whew, I just need y'all. I need y'all super niggas that just don't happen to be a group of kings. Did I say that right?
No.
You just wanted to say no because you like the word no. Don't say no to me.
What, do you want me to say it at you?
Don't do this, y'all. I want to know who you missing tonight, other than me. Or what you missing, because I got a lot of shit I'm missing right now.
Honestly, right now, I really can't say that I miss anything, you know what I mean? Because to miss something is to hold on to something that you lost. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And to me, if you're holding on to something, you can't gain something that's greater that's coming due to you. You know what I'm saying? Old man told me a long time ago, you know what I'm saying, that you can't reach for the sky holding on to the grass. So me personally, I'm reaching for the sky, and I got to let go of the grass. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know, one thing that I do miss, I need these niggas to miss me with that bullshit in 2013. I need them to miss me with that bullshit. I need these chicks that's doing these free everything out here, I need them to miss me with that bullshit because ain't nothing for free. I know your time ain't for free, Lady Libra. Trap Jar time ain't for free, and Big Baby time ain't free. So, with that being said, I'm going to piggyback even on what you said. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing with my ideas and my dreams and my goals, put my shit on hold to come over there and help you with your shit, and you don't compensate me for it. So miss me with that bullshit. Now, with that being said, no, I don't miss too much of anything. I do it sometimes miss the words of, you know, my old man, you know, just hearing his voice. But at the same time, I just think back that, hell, I sound just like him. So if I just listen to myself at times, he can speak through me.
Your daddy sound like you?
No, actually, my father's voice was a hell of a lot deeper than mine. But
I didn't mean to get turned on by y'all's voice. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Ain't no problem.
You
know what I'm saying?
You have to cue my uterus. You know.
I'm used to it now.
Okay. So, technically, I really like what you just said. You know what I'm saying? You made a lot of sense. You were very clear. have you visited Dinka Down Bad tonight? Did you see
Did
the show open up, it calmed your spirit? What happened, baby? Because I'm used to coming in and shooting at people and shit.
I mean, you know, it just depends on the topic of the show. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, what you need.
Are we getting ready to flip it? Because you know I'm getting ready to get Ella. I just wanted to open up because we got some real major people listening to what we got, what we working on. And I wanted to show them that I had a good time before I unleashed this motherfucking super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman in the of the whole entire world. Tell her to come.
And now you're ready to talk some shit.
Oh, did you not think that I wasn't going to flip? Wait a minute. Hold up. Somebody misunderstood me because they thought they knew me. I'm so tired of people living in cyberspace and living in hot talk land and not realizing that this is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They don't know me. They want to know me. They stalk me to get to know me. They want to know how I do the things that I do. You are never better know because I don't even damn know. Hell. Whew. All I can say is, you want to know how this shit jumping off, don't leave the bus stop. Just stand there. And each bus that comes, if that ain't the one you want to get on to take you where we at, then let that bus pass you. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave the bus stop because you might miss the bus. Don't be like crisscross and miss the bus.
Mad cause I gave it no rest. And when I finally did awake, it was a quarter to eight. Jumped in the
Big Baby, John, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Could you hear me a few seconds ago? Because the switchboard is, like, freezing up.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to operate this way. So if something else jump out, we're just going to keep it going. Big Baby, can you hear me?
I guess he can.
This shit is crazy. I mean, I'm going to have a Taco Blog talk because they missed my damn memo that I sent that it's a goddamn problem with their fucking system. But anyway, now, Ja.
Yes?
I miss you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't miss me. You just miss my doggy style.
You know what? You know, that you got me mixed up with your other, what you say you got? You say you got a team of super bitches. That's
yeah.
Not what I miss about you. I miss our conversations because you are a wonderful advisor. You know, I love talking to you and getting advice from you. You are an excellent listener. I don't take you for granted. A lot of people take people for granted, and then when they look up and the person is gone, then they start longing for them and wanting them back. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people, treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't take people for granted because one day that person may move on to something else or start, you know, or go on with their life, and then you left in the balance wanting and wishing. And the funny part is, the saying is really true that people do not miss the water until the well runs fucking dry. Why is it that when a nigga done moved on, that's when basic bitches come back stalking and creeping around trying to get back in where they fit in?
Because of the simple fact that they thought that the grass was greener on the other side. In all actuality, it is. But that shit over there is artificial. But if you take time to nurture and water your own grass, your shit will be just as greener.
Oh, shit. You showing out. So, wait a minute. Hold up. So, you telling me that when they're looking at something else or thinking that whatever it is they have their attention for that moment, if they took time out and realized what they had and put the values and whatever it is that situation needed into that, they would have what they think they're going to get on the other side.
Exactly. Because the thing about it right now, you got a lot of people that live in a superficial world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they just think that because, well, I'm supposed to have this, I'm supposed to have that. Well, I mean, if you're supposed to have that, your ass would already have it. You know what I'm saying? And if not, it wasn't meant for you to have. You know what I'm saying? And then some people, they be wanting to rush their time. If it ain't your time to shine, it ain't your time to shine. You got to wait your turn. Everybody got a turn at doing something great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people, they do great things when they're young. Some people don't do great things until they old. You know what I'm saying? That's just the experience, and that's just the timing of it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no time on success. It ain't no time on making it. It ain't no time on setting your goals. You may, you know what I'm saying, set you a time, but even that's superficial because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If you don't get the shit done, then you still got to go back to the drawing board and do the shit again. You know what I'm saying? And right now, in the relationship type, you have a lot of people that be in these superficial relationships. I think you actually touched on that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got all these women that won't. You know what I'm saying? And they quick to tell a guy what they want. But at the same time, they so self-centered to being hoes and shit that they don't understand that you need to listen to that man because you a helpmate. You are a helpmate. You're not the head of nothing. You ain't running shit. And you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, like, these women that at younger age, they tend to follow these jackasses and shit like that, and they follow them down a bunny hole. Now they thinking all dudes like him. In all actuality, now they don't listen. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying, try to please their man. You know what I'm saying? All they want to do is please themselves and get what they want. You know what I mean? But it ain't like that. Too many people living superficial lives. You know what I'm saying? Get back to reality. You know what I mean?
King, are you under the anointing tonight?
Am I what?
Are you under the anointing tonight?
Oh, yes, I am. Shit. Oh, man. I got, as a matter of fact, this bush burning slow right now.
Oh, because I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? And the callers are loving it. You know, I just sit back and just look at people take situations for granted, you know, relationships. Mothers and daughters are warring with each other's fathers and sons. Are, I mean, you know, I mean,
life is too precious. Life is too precious for that arguing and bickering or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And the main thing is this right here. People worry so much about the wrong fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? They worried about, well, this bill ain't going to get paid. Well, you knew that bill was, you knew the date that bill was supposed to get paid, and you knew if it wasn't paid by that date, it was going to be late. So you brought that shit on yourself. Then on top of that, you got all these words. You got all these people worried about money. They worried about this. They worried about that. If you pray, motherfucker, you can't worry. You can't do both. You can't. You're either going to pray and don't worry, or you're going to worry yourself to fucking death, and ain't no sense in praying because you're already dead. So let's think more logical about doing shit, because that's the thing that I feel that's wrong with America right now is motherfuckers don't think. They just do shit. They just do shit off emotion right now. And you got – that's honestly why I feel that the generation of our men – are fucked up right now, because they were raised by single women, and those emotions that their mothers had have rubbed off on them.
Oh.
And now you got a whole lot of grown men acting like women with all that emotional shit.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't have you don't have the opportunity for a woman to have a rock no more, where they have to be the anvil, the rock, the anchor. You know what I'm saying? And don't no woman know how to be strong and solid like a real man supposed to? Not saying that a woman can't. Not knocking y'all. You know what I'm saying? But that's just not your role. That's just not your role. A woman is not supposed to be a head of a household. A woman is supposed to come in and make that house a home. But, you know.
Somebody missed all that. They missed that because they were too busy paying attention to some bullshit. But I got a question. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
So who wanted out of the situation?
I learned a whole lot of shit from that situation. I'm going to tell you that now.
You know what I'm saying? Who wanted out? Who wanted out?
Oh, I did.
Does she miss you?
I did. I mean, now she do, because I ain't paying her bills and shit no more.
Oh, so she don't. Oh, so now that you gone, she missing you. But when you were there, she couldn't appreciate you.
Oh, no, it wasn't none of that shit. She actually, she used to get mad at little simple shit because all the bills were in my name, and she said she ain't had no credit. And I didn't understand what the fuck. Only thing you got to do is come in the house and cut the lights on, cut the water on, and everything else, and you ain't got to worry about the cable getting cut off. I mean, shit, this is my crib, too, so I'm going to take care of myself just as long as you, but that's just simple shit that I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But like I told her, 85% of the reason why our marriage didn't work, I take the blame for that because I'm the man, just because. But the 15% I asked her to take, her selfish ass didn't even want to take that. She'd say shit wasn't her fault. So, okay, fine. I'll take that. My fault. I told her.
So do you miss her?
Fuck no.
I bet she miss you.
Fuck no.
She missing you, Josh.
Thank you. long. Tell me what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Either your heart's still mine. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby.
Ja. Ja. Ja, can you hear me? Here we go with this bullshit again.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
What the hell y'all delayed reaction ass doing then?
Hey, man.
What?
You worry about the wrong thing.
See, who you got over there?
Keisha and Mary.
There you go with Dick and Dive at now. I told you when we were working, we have to put our recreational tools away. You know what I'm saying?
They are.
Dropping liquor all on the switchboard and stuff. I can't be doing that. Sure, not the
circus.
Huh?
I ain't drinking nothing.
No, I'm talking about me. You know, I like to have the liquor bottles and shit.
Well, see, you gonna fuck around and drop the damn thing on the switchboard, and ain't nobody gonna be able to hear us say shit.
You know, then they gonna miss us. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what do you have? What kind of advice do you have for somebody who can't seem to let go of, someone from the past? I mean, they just, miss them so much that they just, got to let them, got to make a lot of noise. To let somebody, know that they exist, which, in most cases, who gives a fuck? I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to know, do you have any advice to give to someone to help them heal and realize that you may miss the person, but, sometimes once you miss it, it's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some good advice for them. Take their ass to church. Take their ass to church, get spiritual or something, because if you're holding on to something that bad and it's fucking up your life, you need to find yourself. Because obviously you don't love yourself enough to actually see what that shit doing to you. That's like a freaking addict, you know what I'm saying, addicted to something that he can't get off of. Same thing, you know what I'm saying, because you'll get to doing shit that you ain't normally accustomed to, and then, like I said, if you can't think straight, if your mind gone, shit, the body ain't gonna do shit.
So, Josh, I know that a lot of people get certain terms, they have misunderstood the definition for obsession, infatuation, and love. I mean, some people think that something is love, when in actuality, love, lust, infatuation, obsession, they have gotten those terminologies mixed up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have.
So I had a person to tell me that they love somebody, but, what is your definition of love outside of Webster's? Can you give me, so that way people won't misunderstand, what we feel like love really means, because some of this shit, I love beyond love. I love so much that it's really like ridiculous, but some of this shit that I see going on, that's not the definition of love. Somebody done misunderstood some shit.
That's because of the simple fact that people, they want to say just because they spend a whole lot of money on somebody or shit like that they love them. And you're right. They have fucked the terminology all up. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people just using the shit in vain. Oh, I love you just cause, so they can get some pussy. Oh, I love you just so she can get a new outfit. You know what I'm saying? And it's being thrown around so much. And the world is being saturated with it the wrong way. Because if the world was filled with love, you wouldn't have that shit. But on the flip side of that, because people don't love themselves, they get confused. They get the wants, and they get it confused with the needs. once you take care of your needs, that's the thing about it. When you love somebody, you want to make sure that they have what they need. Not what they want, but what they need, because you're giving them love, just like yourself. You're going to make sure that if you love yourself, that you're going to have everything that you need to survive in this world. So with that being said, if you love thy neighbor or you love thy whomever, even thy enemy, you know what I'm saying? You want to show them love because God is love. That's what we came from, love. That's how you got here. Your parents made love in order to get here. But see, a lot of these people today, they get lust confused with love.
Uh-oh.
And you got a lot of kids in this world that came in here by lust.
Uh-oh. Now, what does lust mean so somebody won't misunderstand this? What exactly does lust mean to you?
Lust is when you only want somebody in their physical form. You could give a fuck about what they think mentally or anything else, you know what I'm saying? You don't give a shit about what they got going on. You don't give a fuck about that person. Only thing that you care about is them sexually, what you can, you know what I'm saying, your sexual desires. That's lust. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers that keep lusting after me, miss me with that shit. I don't like lust. I don't like it, and I'm sick of it.
Because, see, the thing about it is, and see, what people don't understand is that's the beauty of love. That's the icing on the cake is when you have that physical attraction. But, see, when two minds, they come together and can intertwine and can actually come up with thoughts that can actually empower the world, that's love.
How many times have you been in love?
I know for a fact. I was in love once upon a time.
So you said once.
Yeah. And honestly, I'll be completely honest with you. After that shit, you know what I'm saying, I gave everything I thought that I could, but I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know what love was. I thought that I was giving it the right way. That's why I'm like, you know, I was in love, but at the same time, I didn't know how to handle that shit.
Wow.
And at the end of the day, it was one of those same episodes to where you can show a person so much attention, but then once they think it's green on the other side and they run over there, then they find out they start missing what you was doing for. So in order to protect myself now, I just tend to just, you know what I'm saying, kick back. And I'm more patient with it. You know, and even though women choose a man, shit, I put myself in a position to where I know I'm a hot commodity to where shit, she gonna choose me, period.
Okay.
And any man, as long as he's handling his business, doing what he's supposed to do as a man, you can get any woman that you want. And that ain't even lustful thinking. If you really love that woman, you can go get her. That ain't nothing. I don't give a fuck what you look like. That's confidence.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay.
That ain't no, and see, that's a point to where, like, you know, and when you hear these certain people, like, why she with him or why he with her, you know what I'm saying? Them people are in love right now because they looking past the physical state because your physicality is going to die.
Uh-oh.
It's going to dwindle away. Mm-hmm. Then what you got? You got two old prunes just sitting there together. Y'all can't fuck no more. So where the lust at? So all you got left is love. So if you don't have any love left, you may as well just die right there on the spot.
Josh, you under the anointing tonight. So what's your definition of an infatuation?
Same thing. I mean, lust and infatuation, they go hand in hand. But the only difference is you can be infatuated by anything. You can be infatuated with money.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the whole what it is. And, I mean, the infatuate, it could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. It's just all in how you utilize the tool that you get.
Okay. Well, what's an obsession?
Obsession is basically when you're just obsessed with something. Like, say, for instance, that's you already had something, you know what I'm saying? But it just blows your mind the fact that it's just that good to you, but obsession, it can lead to being a bad thing, because everything, too much of a good thing is bad for you. And when you become obsessed with anything, that's bad.
Ooh.
That's bad.
Ooh. Wow. See, somebody been enlightened tonight. You know, I'm a person, John, I'm a tough ass cookie when it comes down to the matters of the heart. Because when it comes down to me giving my heart to a man, you know, I'm real funny about that. But I love children, I love animals, I love people as a whole. But when it comes down to getting to just giving myself and being all fucked up, obsessed and all that, I do infatuate a lot. I mean, am I saying that right? I lust a lot. Maybe that's what it is. I've lusted a lot, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. But it just don't never get to the bone. I ain't never just loved, you know what I'm saying? Even when I was married, but, you know, I married at such a young age that, shit, I really had no clue to what the hell love was really about. I think that I was just accustomed to this lifestyle and just used to this person, that was the reason why I remained faithful in it, because of my values. But do I miss him? No. I mean, I tried to give a fuck, but I just couldn't.
Yep. Understood.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm just listening and just paying attention to a lot of things that these average women say and do. And I'm just wondering, is something wrong with me? Because I just don't miss. You know, I don't have time to miss shit. I'm trying to see what's going on in the next level. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to progress. I'm not trying to dwindle on the past, or, you know, I don't even know what a high school love is. I didn't love nobody in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
You know, I mean, but, you know, I get a lot of phone calls and stuff from being on my past talking about how they miss me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, right, like, you know, I apologize that you missed me and didn't realize what you had, but life goes on. I'm not trying to dwindle and go back to high school niggas that I met, and half of the niggas, I don't even remember most of the people from high school. I mean,
right,
shout out to those that had their high school love, and these are people that I know still together from high school, and I, you know, I really know that they're going to really miss that individual when one of them move on, because mostly how that ends up is that when one leaves, the other one dies of a broken heart. Now, on the other hand, I won't be dying from no broken heart, because I don't, you know what I'm saying, I won't be missing nobody like that. But shout out to all those that's missing me.
Standing here looking out my window, nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more.
If only I could find you
like a coach on the
saw you pass me. My rear view mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the
I
John, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
This Skype thing, no, it shows its ass from time to time, I swear. I be trying to use the Skype, you know what I'm saying, so that people overseas can, you know, call in, and you, because that's how they call me through Skype. But sometimes
right.
Skype cannot handle this shit, and it just be fucking up real bad. But anyway, yeah. So I just wanted to say that, you know, what's going on right now, John, what's got me all, my panties all in a bunch, is that a lot of men from my past, because, you know, I don't change my phone number, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, I want people to be able to reach me, but it's beginning to be a bit redundant because they're calling, and I'm like, I knew you in high school. I knew you when I was, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting here like, so what do you expect from me at this point? I mean, you know, do you want a conversation? I mean, I want to see you. Not don't see me. I don't see you. I don't kiss people like that. I don't have emotions like that. You know what I'm saying? A female got upset with me because she said something that she thought was going to, you know, rattle me. But I got shit I'm working on. I got shit I'm doing. So I really don't have time to entertain the mediocre bullshit. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not a person that, you know, I become friends before I'm anything else. So, therefore, if I'm dealing with somebody, we have an open line of communication. They can pretty much tell me anything. You know what I'm saying? So when I say anything, I really mean anything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that, a lot of women can't handle that because, you know, I wish you would talk while we're doing the show. I hear you coughing. I hear you. I hear you. You are blowing smoke in the fucking mic.
I'm listening to your point, though.
You can't even know what you're going to say. I can neither deny or confirm that. Go ahead and plead the fifth and see what happens to you.
That wasn't a question.
Hey, that's beside the point. You know, you don't you do this. Don't you do it, Josh. Don't you do it.
I know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I know
up with hope. Up with hope, down with dope.
You know what I miss, though? I miss the old shows that used to come on TV. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to go there. But I just miss Dynasty and Knots Landing and 90210 and the Cosby. I miss all of that. I just don't understand what the fuck is coming on TV right now.
I'll tell you what's coming on TV.
What?
It's a new generation of writers that are running out of ideas. So what they're trying to do is basically come up with ideas from the past and reinvent them like they did. You know, some of the shows now, to me, they really make no sense, like you said, because they don't have any concept behind them, because this is not, to me, it's not logical, you know what I'm saying, day-to-day living or anything like that. But, hey, I'm not the one in Hollywood. That's why I just, you know, me personally, I that boob tube shit, I watch SportsCenter. I'm good. The movies, I'm good with that. But it's only a certain few shows now that I mean, into watching that. And right now, I can't even think of any because it seems like the reality shows are taking over everything. And that's all everybody's talking about. So, you know, not to knock anybody's hustle or anything, but, you know, that's just not my cup of tea. You know, TV and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Because like you say, the old shows were where it was at because they actually had meaning and they had logic and they had a message behind them. Like the Cosby Show, they had a message behind it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? A black working family. Today, man, you ain't got none of that shit. You actually got partners that live together raising kids. I mean, you know, not to knock gay couples or anything like that. Do you? But it's almost like, you know, what message is sending to America now? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like message. Like you even say with the 90210, they had a message. It was rich kids in Hollywood, but fuck, they had a message.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just how they were living.
Wait to get home. Oh, what's it kind of come on tonight? Oh, I got to get home. This come on tonight. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not excited to get home for shit. I mean, only
I'm not, no.
Is everybody be happy? So they be excited about Hot Talk Radio coming on 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
I mean, you know, we bringing this shit to you, you know what I'm saying, so y'all to be able to have something to look forward to. But I just miss, and I miss the old songs, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I understand that, and then on top of that, you know, they're going to be rushing home to see, but even they're going to be rushing home really when it gets syndicated for a network, you know? So we'll actually have something for them to look forward to. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying? We just got to do what we got to do. Nothing. I'm in the Sports Center. I mean, that's what my TV is on. Sports Center and Sports Center. Shit. I might catch me some news weather, and I'm back to Sports Center. Because even with the news, I mean, that I don't watch that too tough because everything that they tell in the news is negative. You know what I'm saying? This person got robbed. This person got this. This person got that. Never anything positive. Like, yeah, I can cut the news on and see who won such and such. Who, you know what I'm saying? Whose son won the spelling bee? Whose daughter, you know what I'm saying, won a freaking math contest or a science project? You know what I'm saying? Something uplifting, spiritual. You know what I'm saying? I want a TV to what they actually say, they pray back in school. Something positive. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to cut the TV on and see where they shot up a freaking school in Connecticut and the kids got killed, you know what I'm saying, and making that national press. And then for somebody else to go do it like out in Colorado in the movie theater, nah, man, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Okay, okay. So basically what we have come to the conclusion is that it's not really good to miss anything because really if you're missing something, that means you're longing for that when actually we should be looking forward to bigger and better things.
Well, yeah, because if you miss something, that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's running your life. I mean, you know, you ain't supposed to miss nothing. Like, you ain't supposed to regret anything, because if you regret something, why would you? Because at some point, that's what you wanted. So you can't say, I regret doing something. You, for future references, make better choices. And then when you say, I miss something, and then, like, most people that I see say that, well, I miss so-and-so, I miss this, I miss that. But then, if, you know what I'm saying, some time passed, and then, you know, not saying that they might replace that person with something else, because you can't replace a person, but just the only thing that you need to do is just fill that void. That's what you're missing. You just fill that void. And see, people don't take time enough to understand themselves to know what they're missing. You know what I'm saying? They just say they want to miss something, and it's just a material object. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't say, I miss prayer, because all you got to do is just, okay, I start back praying. You can't say, well, I miss, you know what I'm saying, anything in a non-physical form, you can always get that back again. So anything that's of a material form, you can't say, I miss that. Because what is it about it that you miss? And the only thing that's solving your problem right there is when you find out what it is that particular thing did for you, that's what you missed. So now you have to fill that void. The only thing you have to do is just fill the void of what you missed. Okay, not say you missed this person. Okay, what did this person do? Well, this person was nice, caring, loving, and affectionate. Go out and find you another caring, loving, and affectionate person, and they will fill that void of the person that you missed. Just that simple. The time heals all wounds.
Unless you're causing the wounds for yourself.
Exactly. And once you keep opening them wounds will never heal. Duh. And see, that's what people do, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When you get past something and then you bring it back up, that's opening an old wound. And people don't understand that once, you know, time passes and you heal and you get past a certain situation, let it go. Because the only thing you're going to do is open that wound back up to where you're hurt and all your anger and all, that's all you're doing.
But what if somebody say today they ain't never had a dick so good since that dick? They can't get they miss the first
Yeah. We're doing this with all the ladies.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. They just
I can dig it, but see, that's the whole thing about it, is she got a hit of that good dick, and she had to just left that dick alone and not got a hit of that good dick. She wouldn't even know what she missing. That's her fault.
Yeah. We're doing this with all the ladies.
They said they're missing that person knocking their boots, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, hey, well, they need to find somebody else to knock their boots just like that person, or just leave knocking their boots alone.
I was told by an individual, which I'm still laughing out loud. I'm laughing silently, I'm laughing all kind of ways. That, you know, because I, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't really get addicted. You know what I'm saying? I addict. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I ain't nothing. I ain't never had it. Ain't trying to get back. Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
That you know, I wouldn't be able to, you know, move on, or I would never find another dick that, you know, hit that good. And I'm saying like, and it's too. You know what I'm saying? But all it took is one person to fill their head up to make them think, you know. I can't get over the dick, you know what I'm saying? So since she can't get over the dick, they just think that ain't nobody else gonna be able to get over the dick. But I'm not that individual. I don't be, you know, caught all up like that. You know what I'm saying? When I'm working, I got I'm super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Somebody misunderstood the meaning of super. That's what the problem came in at. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but I just got to say something right now, because I want this person, because everybody listens to Hot Talk Radio, you know, and it's hot. I love to get my messages, because, you know, I bring the word. I'm here to say the word one show at a time. But this particular individual, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, be carrying on, I just feel like if you are so caught up on a nigga from high school and that's the best dick that you ever could have, there's something that's wrong with your pussy. I mean, niggas have good dick all day long. You know what I'm saying? Niggas come through. You know, it might not be the nigga you want to spend your life with, but damn. I was begging a nigga for some dick. I mean, you really sound like a pussy. You know what I'm saying? You sound like a pussy.
Right.
This was for the P.I. This was for the P.I.
I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas keep by 10 teeth in the life pussy,
yeah.
Claiming that you real,
yeah.
But I don't think you win,
hell
though.
No.
You do this type of shit that you oughta get killed for. I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas keep by 10 teeth in the life pussy,
yeah.
Claiming that you real, but I don't think you win,
hell
though.
Somebody
you do this type of shit that you oughta get killed for.
Pussy nigga, fuck around and get fucked, boy.
Boy.
And have some niggas see you about to now you fuck,
boy.
Real talk, I'm about to let you meet my fucking goon.
Yeah.
100 clips, no movie, but it's coming soon. Long llama, pointed at your cheekbone. Change your features, have you looking real unique, homes. Guns on me, call that shit that Tomb Raiders. Run up in your mama house, no room raiders.
No.
Pussy nigga, I smell the aroma. Get your top pop like Bud Lights and Coronas. Fuck nigga, I'ma pop you like a virgin bitch. With tuna come, swear to God, you deserve it.
I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas cheat by 10, get your life good. Claiming that you real, but I don't think you win, though.
No.
You do the type of shit that you oughta get killed for. I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas cheat by 10, get your life good. Claiming that you real, but I don't think you win, though.
No.
You do the type of shit that you oughta get killed for.
If that's your homie, you should never ever cry.
Nah.
But since he did fuck it, my advice you should offer. Run up in his house and put his brain on his mama's shirt. Betray you as a bitch. That's how you show him how it hurt. High for a nine, you know
you
exactly
know
how it works. Fuck him, you should put all three of their dicks in his dirt. Step before the time. We don't motherfucking more than that. I wish they'd stomp him out, but these cowards deserve more than that.
Their
hands that have them shook, but that Glock could give them a heart attack. You playing pussy, then you should fuck him.
Get all in
that. Then he tried to buy your shit back with his refund. Sitting there kissing ass, you knew what it was gonna be, huh?
I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas see by 10, get your life good. Claiming that you real, but I don't think you win, though.
Hell, no.
You do the type of shit that you oughta get killed for. I know you a pussy,
yeah.
You know you a pussy,
yeah.
I had some niggas see by 10, get your life good. Claiming that you real, but I don't think you win, though.
Hell, no.
You do the type of shit that you oughta get killed for.
If you pull up 10 niggas in the back,
yeah,
they done double up, that's 20 Glock straps.
Hey, rated great. You done took me out my element.
My element.
Killing bad, man. Fuck it. Just leave the evidence.
Evident.
And evidently, pussy, you history. What a cruel crime. That's an unsolved mystery. Hide your mom, then your sister, and your daddy. Till off his ass.
Man, fuck it. I do it gladly.
Ride me, nigga, I guess you thought you had me. Real talk, I shoulda off your ass in my back seat. It ain't hard to tell you face me, you scary. Pussy ass nigga, stop Pete Ride Larry.
I love them girls like that, John. I just love them girls. I'm talking about.
What's that? Uh-huh.
I just love them girls like that. I'm talking about. She rap like I talk. You know what I'm saying? Just really, yeah. Really and truly, all the super bitches that's artists rap like I talk. That's how the super bitch anthem got started. You know what I'm saying? And you know this one right here, I just got to snap real hard. I need all these niggas that keep calling me, you know, from the past and stuff. I need them to understand. I don't, you know, hold feelings like that. I'm not wired like the average female. Something is a glitch. I mean, right. I know that the songs say we don't have no glitches, but it ain't really no glitch in my eyes. But to y'all might think something is wrong with her because I can't hook her. I just, if you're not valuable to me, I just don't need you. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
I got my own car, I pay my own rent, I got my own money, I buy my own shit, I wear the hottest clothes, I rock the latest shoes, when it comes to getting money, I don't need you. When I step on the scene, but the job I gotta be is so I'm stacking my green. So when it comes to a nigga, I do not need a thing. When I walk inside the club, I'm going straight to the bill with a team of super bitches and they all of the shit. Got these niggas getting thirsty and they choosing to click. Talking this, talking that, they just running it here.
strangers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause shit, they don't know me like that.
What happened?
What are you talking about?
You sound like you going off on somebody.
No, man. Yeah. Well, you know how me, I have to straighten out, you know, the chambers every now and then, but, you know, nothing that I can't handle. Back to the show.
I just
went to handle my business while you was having your little intermission, today, but I'm back to the show.
I just I go on the anointing. I just love the music, the artists, you know, the super bitch part of the artists that are super bitches. You know, because I mean, their music just takes me to a high. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to let people know, because I know that I've got a lot of people. You know, it's so many people listening tonight, and I always offend somebody. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I upset you. You know what I'm saying? I be who I am. You know, I'm sorry. So it is what it is. If you take this shit personal, then I am talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't call motherfucking names. But if the shoe fit, put that bitch on and wear it. Now, if you start motherfucking ringing my phone and texting me with that bullshit, because I said I don't miss you, or you shouldn't be missing some shit, you know, because you can't, you know, move on in life. For those that have been harassing me, because I got somebody that's texting me like over 100 times. I ain't never seen nobody so bored in my life. I don't even want to text my mama and nobody else one or two times, let alone text somebody over 100 times. I want to let you know that I did do a police report, and you are being, you know, handled by the police. So when you decide tonight that you're upset by something I said, just know I'm going to turn it over to them, because they already investigating you, because I had enough evidence to go ahead and move forward with the situation. I ain't got to do with your pussy and what it's longing for, and for you to be harassing me, you need to find something else to do instead of missing me.
You better tell them people we grown around here.
I'm talking about for real. That shit ain't cute.
And we get it. And we get it on around here.
You know,
we get it on around here.
I do prosecute, and I have my phone set up to where I can log things that comes through it. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
So on that note, this is what I really want to do to you.
What it is? Old face ass niggas.
So, I mean, for those that can't seem to, find you something else to, you know, to do. For those that are really missing loved ones because they have moved on to a higher realm, you know, I send my condolences to you because, I mean, every life some rain must fall, you know, but after the rain, the sun will shine again. And just know when he takes something that causes you, you know, pain, you'll be blown away with it. You know what I'm saying? God is good. You know, he knows best, you know, and I don't wish any pain or turmoil on anybody. You know, unlike some people who wish all kind of and say all kind of things about me just because I speak nothing but the truth. I didn't have nothing to do with what happened to you in the past or your future. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, I'm not God. I'm just a goddess. The Roman God, beauty and love. So don't blame me for you being upset because you're missing something or someone. I just told you, find something else to fill that void in your life. I mean, so do you think that it's somebody that can fill that void? I mean, because maybe they just don't feel like it'll never be another.
Because, see, that's the problem right there. That's what they don't understand. It's not that person, it's a void. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they don't understand. They don't even know themselves. See, that's the thing. They don't know what they're missing. That's the problem. Because they don't know themselves. You know what I'm saying? We just going to put the shit out there. They don't know who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? And so they so lustful behind this person that they thinking that this person is their world, in which, you know what I'm saying, it could be a desire to be with the the character that this person may have, you know what I'm saying, the way this person treats them, you know what I'm saying, that person was feeling void that they didn't have prior to them meeting. Now, with that being said, when they lose that, you know what I mean, they miss that person, you know what I'm saying, of the physical form, because it's hard to find that one person that feels all of the void that you've been nurturing, what you've been yearning for, you know what I'm saying, if you will. So when you do find that, you know, you want to hold on to that. And like I say, when they lose that, they don't know themselves to dig deep within themselves to find out, okay, what did this person feel and what void did they hold, you know what I'm saying, not just in a physical form. That's why you have these women and men that be in and out of relationships, because they looking for shit. They don't even know what the fuck they looking for. They looking for something. They don't even know what they looking for. That's like a crackhead be looking for that first blast again. You dig?
Oh. Well, I mean, do you find it believable that somebody could, I mean, because to me, as a person that's in high school, unless you stay with that person and grow to, you know, and invest 20 and 30 years in that person, you know, being with them, living with them, you know, then, you know, but I'm just saying, how can somebody still be lingering from somebody they dealt with in high school? I mean, could they really be missing somebody like that? I mean, because I just don't remember nobody from high school.
Because, see, the thing about it is, if they did, I could tell you that, you know what I'm saying, when a high school sweetheart, they become friends first. And, see, when you have a friend, that friend fills all your voids. So you can spend more time with that person because that's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how, when you had a high school sweetheart, they started out as friends. That's what kids don't understand, because you literally, boys and girls, start out as friends first. That's just a natural instinct. The sex was fucking things up.
Oh. Well, see, I was a virgin in high school.
Okay. But at the same time, like I said, the sex was fucking things up. Because then you have to think, you know, if you have two virgins get together, they don't know nothing else but each other body. So how are they going to know to go out and fuck with somebody else? You did?
Yeah.
But unless that trust or anything has been betrayed and that person feels betrayed, now I can't go back to that person. Now I go find this with someone else because I can't trust that person. So I got to find trust in someone else. And that's how that snake is easy to lure you over there, because you start trusting that snake. But then that snake ends up biting your ass. Then you don't even know what the fuck happened.
Oh, shit. Oh. The snake bit him, Joe.
Yeah, man. That's a deadly serpent. It ain't to be fucked with. I'm telling you.
Was it a poisonous snake or was it one of those snakes that something?
Usually they are. I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying, me being who I am, I don't, you know what I'm saying, take kind to snakes like that, you know what I'm saying? I know how to tame them just because, but I know it's a snake, though. I know it's going to bite me. So I don't have time to worry about if it's poisonous or not. I treat them all the same. It's a snake, period. I don't give a fuck if you're poisonous or not, because anything that bite me, you ain't my friend. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. I mean, so the only way for us to coexist in this world, I got to know how to deal with you, snake. And when I know how to deal with you, I'm good. I know you're going to attack me, so, but I just got to be ready to cut your motherfucking head off when you do. And I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I ask people this all the time, what was first, the sword or the shield? And most people don't even know, because they quickly say the sword. And it wasn't. It's the shield, because the shield is a defense mechanism. We had to create the sword as king, because now not only did you attack me, now I got to come get you before you come at me again.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe you just going off like that. I mean,
I'm just saying. That's just what it is.
You know,
that's
you
just what it is.
Yeah, you are exactly.
No, I mean, if I start lying, stop me.
No, we don't lie on Hot Talk Radio. That's what's wrong with the people that listen to Hot Talk. They realize that these motherfuckers are telling the truth about every goddamn.
You did? About every motherfucking thing. I ain't got shit to hide. Shit. Here I am.
I'm
gonna tell you like this right here. If Jesus can get drugged down the middle of the street, who am I? That's how I feel in this world. If he can get done like that, who am I? I'm just a peasant. So here it is. I don't know nothing but the truth. And if I don't know nothing but the truth, and if I get crucified for that, so be it.
I mean, because you are right about the vote. I mean, I want to miss my grandmama, you know, but I really am not
but you
long.
Know she better off, but you know she better off now.
Right. So, you know, I just...
Okay.
Really
so instead of missing her, why don't you celebrate her life? Cause she the reason why you got here.
Right.
Celebrate that.
Yeah.
Celebrate that. If you want to cry tears of joy. You know what I'm saying? When you first came into the world, when you were birthed, she helped give me life. Cry about that.
Yeah.
Don't cry cause she not here suffering no more. What you crying about that for? You wasn't crying when you was winning, so what you crying now for? That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
You right.
You gotta look at life much, much differently.
But once again,
and see people too scared to take time out and look in the mirror first before you start trying to cast judgment on everybody else. Because the same way you judge other people, you're going to one day be judged just like that. Just like that. Just like that. So, you know, I ain't no different from the next man. I don't care judgment, you know what I'm saying? If you judge me, oh fuck you. That's how I feel. If you judge me, fuck you. And I'm gonna keep it pushing.
Exactly.
Keep doing what I'm doing.
So on
that note, I ain't in your lane, I ain't talking about you. I ain't gonna say it behind your back. Anything I got to say to you, I say it to your face. And if I say it behind your back, it's going to be some truth. And if I say it behind your back, I'm going to say it again to your face. Yeah, I said it. You ain't going to need to ask nobody else. You come at me, well, did you say it? Yeah, I said it. If so-and-so say I said something, yeah, I said it. And I repeat it to you direct because this the horse right here.
Well, on that note, again, fellas, I mean, I'm really, you know, letting y'all know, you know, that I don't really – want the phone calls. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Send a message on Facebook, thumbs up. With all that calling me, boo baby, I am not missing you. You may be missing me, but I have not even thought about you. I'm sorry.
I can't stop missing you. When shall I stay with you? I can't stop missing you. No, 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 no.
Kiss, miss the way you wear them heels and make it switch. Miss the way your hair blows in the wind. And I miss you staying here till the morning. Miss the way you put on your makeup. Miss the way you love me too much. It's everything about you, baby. Wanna know where you've been lately. Do you go out? Do you still live at your old house? Do you got somebody new in your life? Cause I can't get you out of my mind. And I wanna erase. But I can't stop seeing your face. And every girl I try to replace you with, why can't I get over it? Simply cause
I can't stop missing you.
Can't stop.
Wish I was there with you.
Yes, you.
I can't stop missing you.
No,
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 no, no.
I can't
stop missing you.
Can't stop.
Wish I was there with you.
Yes, you.
I can't stop missing you.
Missing everything you say, missing all the crazy love we made. Why'd you throw it all away? I want you to know it's been hell trying to do this without you here. Baby, you're 7 supposed to be on here. You confront my worst fears, and I had my doubts every time you was going out. Cause I knew you were telling me lies, and I can't get that out of my mind. And I wanna erase. But I can't stop seeing your face. And every girl I try to replace you with, why can't I get over it? Simply cause
I can't stop missing you.
Can't stop.
Wish I was there with you.
With you.
I can't stop missing you.
No, no,
no,
no, you can't
no,
stop.
I can't stop missing you.
Can't stop.
Wish I was there with you.
With you.
I can't stop missing you.
Up and forget about you.
understand that, because that's the power that I possess. But however, you don't need to take that shit elsewhere, because that shit is scary. Y'all tell me where they can find you at.
They can find me on Twitter at KingJah357, KINGJAH357. I also need you all to follow my artist, Henny White, HENNYWHYTE, HWMG Multimedia. We doing big things, fucking with Lady Libra here at Hot Talk Radio. My girl showing out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to fuck with her, long ways. I mean, if you ain't fucking with her, telling the truth, you know what I'm saying? You a lame ass nigga, plain and simple. And if you calling with that bullshit, leave that shit back in 2000, goddamn, because it's 2013. All that shit done subsided. So let's get it.
Y'all make sure y'all go follow Hot Talk Radio at Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. Follow me on Facebook at Lady Libra, one word, LadyLibra, space Hell, HELL. And it's pronounced Lady Libra, Hell. Shout out to all the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women in the whole entire world. I'm trying so hard to get y'all basic broads to unleash the bitch in you. Now, on that note, I just want to send my condolences out. Super bitches, stay super. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit going on. You know, I'm hearing about it. I'm seeing about it. But y'all stay in my heart, and my prayers are with you. And I love y'all. I'm just, you know, I'm working on some shit right now that has me a little tied up in the bat cave right now. But don't think I'm not paying attention. I love y'all, and I'm here for y'all. Damn, put your blunt down. And I'm not talking about y'all when I say don't call me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always got my number. All this past shit, I'm leaving it in the past. You know what I'm saying? I don't miss the past. I'm looking forward to the future, and I'm enjoying the present. I hope I made sense. Y'all catch us Tuesday for Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, when the pimp flares, gangsters, hustlers, trappers, and everything that the world deemed not right, enlighten the world on the subject at hand. What I'm drinking. Y'all don't get mad at me because I be choking on liquor while I'm doing the show. I mean, y'all expect us to do this shit on a sober head? Come on, this shit is hard to just come on here and be raw and not cut and not give a fuck about who you hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, when you tell the truth, you're going to step on some toes. You're going to piss somebody off. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, we'll holler.
Talk radio, radio, radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013,
H-Town Boys, kicking it with my boy Luke, for the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir, yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
What's up, yeah. World? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work.
Yeah,
DJ Trapper John.
Swerve
G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
That old
your girl,
ass.
Lady Libra Hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever.